What is up, everybody? This is Daniel from the Tether Radio podcast, bringing you this week's frag. So in this little glimpse into episode 105 of the Tether Radio podcast, Allie has stumbled upon a Twitter thread that, you know what, I'm just not going to spoil anything. I'm just going to tell you very simply, it involves a man, a hammock, a Walkman, and the Rolling Stones. Without further ado, check it out.
I want to read you this Twitter thread.
Yes, please.
Okay, so I put on our notes, I was like, Daniel, do not read this. I'm excited for you to hear it for the first time on the podcast.
Yes.
Okay, so this is from this guy named at Aaron Reynolds on Twitter, and this is so fun. I love it so, I'm so excited. Okay. So I'm just reading his whole thread. Mm-hmm. He said, I started a new evening ritual. I leave all my technology inside except my Walkman, and I get into the hammock in the backyard, and I listen to an album from start to finish. My cat has been curious about this new habit, and I've been trying to coax him into the hammock. Tonight with some Rolling Stones. I've never really given them a fair shake, so I'm working through the Stones in mono box set.
Yeah.
And like clockwork, my big gray lump of a cat shows up. So I make some space and I start patting the hammock and asking him to jump up. And to my delight, he decides to climb into the hammock. Except not in a very cat-like way. Huh. At this point, I should let you know that my backyard is very dark and that I don't see well. I have just invited a raccoon into the hammock with me. And the raccoon has obliged.
What?
The raccoon stares at me for a while like, you invited me up here, now what? Yeah, now what indeed?
Yeah.
So I very slowly put one foot down and then the other on either side of the hammock and slowly try to stand up. I'm maintaining eye contact with the raccoon as if my life depends on it.
Yes.
Here is my second miscalculation of the evening. As I take my weight off of the hammock, the raccoon starts to slide toward the middle. I am straddling the hammock, and the raccoon is sliding straight at my crotch, and all I can think of is the laser scene in Goldfinger.
Oh!
I chuckle a little. The raccoon doesn't like this noise, or he doesn't like the sliding, or both. He tries to turn around and climb back to his end of the hammock, but instead, now I'm straddling the raccoon like I'm playing horsey with it. I shout something, maybe Christ, I don't know. The raccoon also makes kind of a disgruntled old man noise that probably means the same thing. I do a profoundly inelegant dismount, bringing one leg up way too high to get it over the raccoon, and end up falling on the ground. The raccoon looks down at me from the hammock. He grunts. He settles in. The raccoon is outside in what I assume is now his hammock. I am inside on the couch with ice on my groin because I definitely pulled something. Anyways, I'm still not a fan of the Rolling Stones. What a ride!
That is amazing!
And then somebody replied to him and said, you think you would have learned from the groundhog incident? That was you, right? Was it a groundhog? And he says, yes, I came home from an eye exam and they put the drops in where you can't see for a few hours and I thought I was letting the cat in, but I let in a groundhog who ate all the cat food and wouldn't leave. He came back to the door every day for a week and I never told my wife why.
What an asshole raccoon. I mean, groundhog.
That groundhog knew what he was about. He was about some cat food.
He's like, yo, dude, meow mix.
And you
hit
just
me.
You let me in? Yeah, I'm going to keep coming back.
Yeah. Hope you guys enjoyed that little glimpse into episode 105 of the Tether Radio podcast. Full episodes are available every Wednesday. If you don't mind to drop a rating or review on whatever platform you consume the Tether Radio podcast, it is much appreciated and it really, really helps us out. We also have the Tether Radio newsletter that you can sign up for at tetherradio.substack.com or by going to our Twitter homepage and checking out the pinned tweet. We have the Tether Radio After Dark Facebook group. Oh, yeah. That was just a little shout out to Randy Macho Man Savage. So don't miss out and be sure to subscribe because it's the only way that we can make sure you stay tethered.